Proclamation number 8581 of 6th of August, 1963. Hear my word. Life force, spiritual power. You all need power supply and constant help from my side for your earth course, because the life power, which you have as man, is not enough to perfect you on earth, if you do not increase it yourselves through supply of spiritual power, which you can acquire yourselves through love work or which you have to request from me in prayer as gift of grace. And you will therefore always have to be in connection with the source of power from eternity, which you therefore establish through prayer and loving activity. Then there is no danger that you do not reach your earth life aim, because every spiritual power has an effect again in love work, and then the transformation of the being to love takes place, which is purpose and aim of earth life. And you can increase this supply of power at any time when you consciously let yourselves be addressed by me, when you desire to hear my word and accept it when and where this is only possible. Because my word is blessed with my power, my word is the direct love radiation for my part on my creatures, which need power and are constantly made happy by the supply of power to an extent that this contributes to increased bliss for the beings, which already stand in the light. Because my word is the proof of most intimate connection of those beings with me, to hear my word is also the proof that the being has entered its original state in which it stood before its falling away from me when it heard my word and was exceedingly happy. You must constantly maintain the connection with me, my power must constantly be able to flow through you, because in the kingdom of light this means unimagined bliss, but on earth, as long as you are not yet perfected, you constantly receive strength which you need to reach perfection. The life force is indeed available to every human being, but it can be used completely uselessly if the human being uses it only in the earthly material sense. But if you make use of the life power to work in love, then a measure of spiritual power flows to you, which lets you go the way to the kingdom of light quite safely, because you connect yourselves intimately with me myself through love work, I who am eternal love, and now my divine love power can radiate through you continuously inform your being that you come closer and closer to me, that you unite with me again as before you turned away from me. But every bond with me will also earn you my address. Because I want to prove my presence to you, my presence will also result in my address, because the Father speaks with his child, because love connects both and it now also wants to express itself. So you now have to hear me, and what I now want to say to you, that will make you happy, because it is rich knowledge for you, because you enter into a state of brightest knowledge, as soon as I myself can address you. And this address can also happen in a transferred way that I announce myself to you through a person whose soul ear can clearly hear me, and I now speak to those who show themselves worthy of my address, who live according to my will, who work in love and thereby put themselves in contact with me. Who could also hear my address directly if they would only prepare themselves as a receiving vessel for my spirit itself. But it is unimportant whether they hear my word directly or indirectly, because it is always the same word, which I have blessed with my power and which has an effect on the soul of a person that it must irrevocably reach perfection. Listen to my word and know that you need it for perfection. Always give me the opportunity to address you so that you may receive what you still lack. and you all still lack much until you can return to me fully matured and be blessed. Because the earth is not yet a kingdom of light and bliss, and as long as a soul still walks over the earth as man, it has the possibility to increase its degree of maturity, because it can also work in love unlimitedly and is again and again stimulated by my words of this love work. Therefore I direct my word down to earth to teach man the first and most important thing, to be unselfishly active in love and to kindle a bright light in oneself through love activity, which will shine brighter and brighter and spread out so that brightest knowledge, deepest truthful knowledge, is the result of a right love life which leads to the final union with me and also earns the being the bliss it once voluntarily gave up but will also irrevocably regain, even if eternities pass over it. But what has gone out from me is love in its original substance and will eternally not be able to pass away. It will once again take on its original nature and then also, as in the beginning, be able to hear my word. It will be unspeakably happy, because it is then again closely connected with me and will remain so until all eternity. Amen.